This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, we are coming closer to the month of Ramadan. And one of the aspects of Ramadan that we seek to gain in Ramadan is to come closer to the kalam of Almighty Allah. And this is because Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ It is a month of Ramadan that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran. So it is just but appropriate that we gain closeness to the kalam of Almighty Allah in the month in which it was revealed. The Quran is one of the great miracles of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unsurpassed in every one of its aspects, not only in the grandeur of its words, its literary style, but also in its message, in its subject, in its theme. No other kitab, no other book has had such an impact in the history of humankind. No other kitab has had such a radical transformation in the life of millions of people who have listened to it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his way to go and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He listened to one page of the Holy Quran and he changed his entire life. And Umar became Farooq by listening to one page of the Holy Quran. This is the beauty of the Holy Quran. It is this and it is much more. We say the Kitab of Allah because Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it as Kitabullah. But it is together with the Kitab of Almighty Allah, it is a speech of Allah. It is the Kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جیسے کہ رمضان المبارک قریب آ رہا ہے اس مبارک مہینہ کا ایک بڑا مقصد یہ بھی ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے کلام کی قربت اس کا وصول ہے کیونکہ اسی مہینے میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کتاب کو نازل فرمائی قرآن مجید کا مثل تاریخ میں کبھی نازل نہیں ہوا ہر طرح سے یہ ایک مکمل کتاب ہے اس کتاب نے کروڑوں لوگوں کو زندگیوں میں انقلاب پیدا کر دیا and this is such an amazing kitab that it has many many benefits one of the benefits it is that it is revealed by our creator because it is revealed by our creator Allah knows us in and out so Allah knows our weakness and Allah makes mention of our weakness in the Holy Quran he makes mention of our strengths also He says, how many times he makes mention with regard to the strength of human being. Human being is muttaqi. Human being fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ But also makes mention of the weakness. And look at how beautifully it makes mention of our weakness. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا Allah has created you in haste. You like haste. آپ جلباز ہو. Or just how do we see how many times we are so prone towards haste? وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا Human being jagralu hai. He likes arguments. So when we see human beings arguing, in reality is what Allah makes mention, our weakness in the Holy Quran. Now, why? Allah knows us, Allah makes mention of our weakness in the Holy Quran. He makes mention of our strength in the Holy Quran. This is such a kitab, that no falsehood and contradiction can enter into the Holy Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ Don't you ponder over the Holy Quran. کیا آپ قرآن کے اوپر تدبر نہیں کرتے ہو؟ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ Had it been from anyone besides Allah, لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. You would have found contradiction. You would have found inconsistencies. Because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no contradiction, no inconsistency, because it is the kalam of our great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a kalam of Allah azza wa jal. It throws and it sheds light on the history of nations. It tells us about the history of the past, but it is not a book of history. It sheds light on a variety of sciences, but it is not a book of science. It is not poetry, despite its captivating charm and elegance. Look at how when you read Wadduha, look at how you read Wan Najmi Idha Hawa, what a beautiful elegance, what a beautiful captivating rhythm there is. It is almost like it is, like how poetry and poems have conduct poetry, but it is not poetry. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ الشَّاعِرِ. This is not the work of any poet. This is the kalam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is it? یہ مبارک کتاب تاریخی واقعات کو بیان کرتی ہے, لیکن یہ تاریخ کی کتاب نہیں. یہ سائنس کی کتاب نہ ہونے کے باوجود مختلف سائنسی پہلو پر روشنی ڈالتی ہے. اس میں شاعرانہ انداز میں ہے, مگر یہ کسی شاعر کا دیوان نہیں. It is not poetry despite its captivating elegance and rhythm. Now what is it? Ask of the Holy Quran, the Quran will introduce itself. Ask of the Holy Quran, when was the Quran revealed? Quran سے پوچھے, Quran جو ہے نا اپنے تعارف خود کرائے گا. Ask of the Quran, when were you revealed? شهر رمضان الذي انزل فيه القرآن. It was the month of the Holy Quran that Allah Ta'ala revealed me. What was the night? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. I was revealed in the night of Laylatul Qadr. Where were you before you came into this Quran, this world? بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. آپ زمین میں اترنے سے پہلے آپ کا ہاتھ ہے لوح محفوظ میں تھا. آپ کیسے آیا, کس نے آپ کو بھیجا؟ تنزیل من حکیم حمید. The one who is full of wisdom, the one who is full of praise. تنزیل من الرحمن الرحیم. The one who is most merciful, the one who is most gracious, he is the one who sent me. How did he send you from the heavens into the earth? How did he send you? نزل به الروح الأمين. He sent me through Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Who was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam? Dhi quwwa. He was a powerful angel. Inda dhil arsh. He was close to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muta'in, thumma amin, wa mutita, farman bardarta. He was trustworthy. He was close to Almighty Allah. Therefore, Allah used him to bring Allah Ta'ala's kalam into the earth. So he brought it. Upon whom did he bring it? Ala qalbik. Upon the heart of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who did he bring it to? Upon the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuzzila ala Muhammad wa huwa al-haq. He came upon Muhammad and it was the truth. And why did it come? Why did it come? I read the ayat. We can give a small indication with regard to the objectives of the Holy Quran. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah has revealed the Holy Quran to take people away from darkness into light. ظلمت سے نکال کر نور کی طرف لے جانا, یہ قرآن کا مقصد ہے. Away from the darkness of kufr into the light of iman. Away from the darkness of transgression into the light of obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Away from the darkness of doubt into the light of conviction and yaqeen. Away from the darkness of shaitan into the light of the obedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Holy Quran. And the Quran is even much more than that, my dear respected brothers. It makes mention on a variety of things. How beautifully Allah ta'ala makes mention of various things in the Holy Quran. It makes mention of astronomy. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin tibaqa. Allah has created the heavens in seven stages. How Allah has done it, Allah knows, but Allah makes mention. Seven stages, seven heavens Allah Ta'ala has created. Then Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the earth. Wallahu anbatakum min al-ardi nabata. I have spread out the earth. Despite the earth being round, Allah has spread it out in such a way that it looks firm, it looks straight. You don't find any particular type of changes in the firmament and in the stages and in the way of the earth. It is completely firm. It is completely straight. Allah makes mention with regard to the mountains. Look at how beautifully Allah Ta'ala says, "Wamin al-jibal," and amongst the mountains, "Judadum bid," you have red mountains. "Wahumrum mukhtalifun alwanuha," and you have snow-capped mountains. "Wagharabim usud," and you have mountains which are completely dark in color. Where does it come from? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the one who has granted it. Allah makes mention of لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ, to teach you mathematics. Allah Ta'ala takes mention with regard to the Holy Quran, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, go into the earth. فَانْزُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, travel and take lessons from wherever you travel. Allah makes mention of such great signs. Allah makes mention of the bee. Now, I don't have the time to make mention of it, but just give you one small example. وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ, Allah Ta'ala emphasized upon the bee three things. أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ, that it must make its homes in the mountains. أَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ, and makes its home and makes its house in a particular type of shape, hexagonal type of shape. That is the ideal shape for it to store the honey. Any other particular shape would not have been able to store the honey. And why the mountaintops? Because the air is very pure there and it will be able to produce honey. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, go and suck from the nectar. Go and suck from the nectar of the flowers and then produce honey. And the scientist tells you that to make 1 pound of honey, sometimes a bee has to suck the nectar of some couple of 100,000 flowers to make 1 pound of honey. But look at the beauty. ثُمَّ كُلِي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكَ ذُلُولًا. Allah makes mention of the female bee. All the aspects with regard to the bee, Allah makes mention of it in the female term. Today, scientists tell us, it is a female bee that produces the honey. Allah made mention of this 1400 years ago. Brothers, this is the Holy Quran. It is this and it is much, much more. Now we can go on making mention with regard to the various aspects with regard to the Holy Quran. But one aspect is, what are the rights of the Holy Quran? After making mention of the beauty of the Holy Quran, what is it that we owe to the Holy Quran? It is beautiful. We can talk about the beauty for a very long period of time and we will still not come to the end of the beauty of the Quran. But what is the rights that you and I owe to the Holy Quran, the Kalam of Almighty Allah? And whether we like it or not, my dear respected brothers, the fact of the matter, the Quran is not only something that lies in the shelves of our masajid or lies in the shelf of our homes. It has a tremendous impact upon our future, tremendous impact upon our deen, tremendous impact upon our akhirat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay close to the Holy Quran, either it will intercede for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. Quran ke saath taalluq qaim karo. Ya to aapke haq mein, ya aapke khilaaf gawahi dega Qiyamah ke din. So either you keep close to it and it gives evidence in your favor, or liyadu billah, you don't keep close to it and it gives evidence against you. Now what is the rights? The first thing that we make mention of is to bring iman upon every aspect that is written in the Holy Quran. Har cheez ke upar iman lana zaruri hai. Jo bhi Quran mein ho, uske upar iman lana zaruri hai. Many a times we can't practice upon everything. Sometimes it is not possible for us to practice because of circumstances, but we bring iman upon it. Allah says, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَهُ وَأَيْدِيَهُمَا, the one who steals, his hands must be cut. It's a clear-cut verse in the Holy Quran. Cannot be practiced because it needs authority. But do we believe in it? Yes, we believe in it. It's compulsory for you to believe in it. Right? So believe in every ayat of the Holy Quran, every command of the Holy Quran. That's the first thing. The second thing is to listen to the Holy Quran. Brothers, listening to the Holy Quran is also a right that we owe to the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ. and give glad tidings to my bondsmen who listen to the Holy Quran the way it is supposed to be listened to. And they fulfill the right of listening. They listen to it attentively. وَإِذَا الْقُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, it is compulsory for you to be silent and to listen. Ulama have written to read the Quran is mustahab. But to listen to the Holy Quran when it is recited is wajib. When the Quran is being recited, you can't go and say, I'm listening to it by the way. Either you listen to it or you put it off. And this, brothers, in Taraweeh is something that we have to fulfill this right. Taraweeh, hum Quran nahi sunte. Jo hai wo ke bahar chakar jo hai na wo aakhir mein jaakar aakar jo hai na wo chand lambo ke liye aa jate hain. Yeah, it's not the way for to fulfill the rights of the Holy Quran. If you want to listen to Taraweeh, then listen to it correctly and properly. It's one of the rights of the Holy Quran that you listen to the Holy Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was by Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Abdullah, read the Quran for me. Abdullah, read the Quran for me. And Abdullah said, Ya Rasulullah, must I read it for you, to you, wa alayka unzil, and the Quran was revealed to you, must I read it to you? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, today I want to listen to the Holy Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam listened to Abdullah ibn Masud reading the Holy Quran until he came to a stage, I don't have the time to make mention of it, that when Abdullah said, I went to look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was crying until his beard became wet by listening to the Holy Quran. So one of the rights of the Holy Quran is to listen to the Quran and listen correctly and properly. And another right with regard to the Holy Quran is to recite the Holy Quran. Brothers, this is very important. Many a times people say, we recite, we don't understand. Yes, it's good to understand and I will make mention of it as a next right. But even to recite without understanding is blessed. Because this is not ordinary book that you have to understand it before you benefit. This is the kalam of Allah. And the kalam of Allah, when you read it, you get the barakah and the blessing of the speech of Allah Ta'ala. You are not reading an ordinary book. And for every letter you read, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give you the reward with regard to it. We all know the famous hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that for every letter that you read in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala will reward you. One good deed and every good deed is multiplied by 10. For every letter that you read, Allah Ta'ala will give you 30 rewards for every letter. Not word. We sometimes say one word of the Quran, not a word. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I don't say alif, lam, mim. Alif, lam, mim is a word. Alif is one letter. Lam is another letter. Mim is another letter. If you read alif, lam, mim, you get for every letter, you get 10 rewards. Normally, we don't like to take the name of shaitan. We don't like to take the name of Iblis. Huh? No one likes to take the name of Iblis. But if you read, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis, as part of the Holy Quran, by reading Iblis, you get 50 rewards. Ya Allah. Huh? Shaitan, Iblis, kojay parkar juhane wa sawab milta. Because why it came part of the Holy Quran? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, one day he said, that the hearts become rusted. It becomes spiritually rusted. يُسْدَعُوا كَمَا يَسْدَعُوا الْحَدِيدِ. So Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, how must we renew our heart? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said two things. Remember death often and read the Holy Quran. وَتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ is a command of Allah. Recite what Allah Ta'ala has revealed. Then of course, understand the Holy Quran. But understand it not in our prism, in the prism of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Huh? Understand it in the prism of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nowadays, we want to understand Quran in our understanding. Understand it what Allah wants to tell us. And lastly, we have to make amal upon the Holy Quran. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. This is the kitab which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has revealed. فَاتَّبِعُوا. Follow it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That Allah must have mercy upon you. You know, reading the Holy Quran and without making amal upon it is like reading the menu of a very beautiful restaurant without eating the other things. Oh, what a beautiful dish, but you haven't eaten the dish. And the understanding, the beauty of the Holy Quran is to make amal. Look at the how the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Jama'in, the Quran had such an impact upon them. Sayyid Ibn Jubair radiallahu ta'ala one day read this ayat 20 times and he was crying as he was reading it. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear the day when you will return to Allah. اس دن سے ڈرو جب آپ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے حاضر کیا جاؤ گے. فی اللہ, when Allah will put you in front of him. Hazrat Fuzail ibn Ayyaz, he became a great Sufi. But who was he? He was a daku. Fuzail ibn Ayyaz was a professional thief. Such a thief, such a daku, such a gangster, that when he came into a village, everyone just left the village. But you can't fight with Fuzail. He is so notorious. So one day he came into a village and he saw one house, the light is still on. And he went with anger into that house. How dare they still remain when they know I'm coming? And there was a young girl who was reading an ayat of the Holy Quran. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَأَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has a time not come for believers to fear Allah? Kya ye waqt nahi aaya ke jo hai na mu'min ko Allah taala se khauf hokar jo hai na wo Allah taala ke itiba kare. He just stood still. He made toba. He went away. People said, Fuzail is coming, Fuzail is coming. Fuzail has changed his life. One verse of the Holy Quran. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day was angry. So in his anger, he was rushing towards someone. He was rushing towards someone out of anger. So the person who was worried that Umar's anger, he might go and hit the person. He read one ayat of the Holy Quran. خُذِ الْأَفْوَ وَأَمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Be forgiving. Stay away from those people who are ignorant. The Sahaba said, Umar was angry. He heard the ayat, he sat down. This is the impact the Quran has upon people. May Allah make it such that the Quran has a similar impact upon us, and may this Ramadan be the one that we gain closeness to the kalam of Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.